This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
There's an author who wrote this kind of tongue-in-cheek. It's kind of humorous. I want to share it with you, as I did in the first service, the 4 different types of preachers and preaching. Let's bring up the first one, the all is well with the world preacher. The theme that this person uses is don't worry, be happy. The author is saying it's a style of preaching that says you're wonderful, the person next to you is wonderful, I'm wonderful, well, just all wonderful, and isn't it great? Everything is wonderful. The only problem with that, there's nothing evil with that style of preaching. There is real pain in the world. And there is death. And there is suffering. And there is disease. And there is sin. And there are things that need to be talked about from the pulpit. And all isn't wonderful with the world. Because if it were, we wouldn't need Christ. We wouldn't need forgiveness if all was wonderful with the world. But we do, because we live in a fallen world. And Psalm 119 would say this, that your word have I hidden my heart, and your word is like a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, that I might not sin against God. We need the light of God's word. We need the light that points out the flaws in our life. We need the light to show us the sin that's in our life, and that we are people in need of forgiveness. We are people in need of redemption. So the first one, the all is well with the world preacher, may be nice to hear, but it doesn't really benefit us ultimately. Let's bring up the second one. It's all is rotten with the world preacher. And I've met those too. Their theme is this: don't even think about being happy, just worry. Now, here's the truth. Some of you grew up with this style of preaching. You really did. And here's how it was marked. You came to church feeling bad, and the preacher said, I'll make you feel worse. You think you feel guilty now? Just wait till you listen to me for 30 minutes and you'll really feel guilty. You think you're depressed now? Just wait till you get through with this sermon. You'll really be depressed. This sounds strong, but I really believe this is true. I think some ministers look at their preaching as a form of torture. You know, they can torture people with their sermons, and that's not what preaching is about. It's not all is rotten with the world. There is hope, and there's hope in death, and there's hope in disease, and there's hope when things aren't going right financially, and the hope is ultimately in Christ. So that style of preaching really doesn't cut it either. Let's bring up the third one. The pop psychologist preacher. This theme is marked by this. We've all got problems. What's yours? I've been in churches where the minister talks about a different problem every week. Some people have this problem. Let's talk about it. Dr. Phil, you know, we'll deal with this problem next week. And then 2 weeks from today, we're going to deal with this problem. The problem is that my ultimate problem is my sin. And isn't it interesting? We can talk about all kinds of problems and all kinds of solution when the main problem in your life and my life is that we're guilty of sin and we need forgiveness for it. Your greatest need is not to be happy. Your greatest need is to be forgiven, and so is mine. Your greatest need isn't to be happy. Your greatest need is to be forgiven. Let's bring up one more. The talk show topical preacher. The theme of this is what's hot, what's not in the culture. Have you ever noticed, in those of you that look at church websites, how the culture of our day, the media of the day, will dictate the sermon series that are used? Whatever you think it is that makes a sermon a sermon, whatever you think makes a message from the pulpit a message, I want you to recognize this if you don't go on with anything else. It has nothing to do with eloquence. It has nothing to do with man's wisdom. It has everything to do with the power of God, the Spirit of God. That's what it's about. And it comes from Him. It comes out of Him. And everything we do in a worship service, hopefully, is predicated on the idea that we actually believe that God is alive and well, and He's working in our services.
I hope you believe that as well. Our website is crosshope.org, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.